IU doctoral student Eddie Brostek was the main author on a paper published this week in the journal Global Change Biology. He and a group of researchers used data from the Morgan Monroe State Forest and the U.S. Forest Service to estimate the impact climate change would have on dozens of tree species.
The Morgan Monroe State Forest is dominated mostly by maple and tulip poplar, and these tree species showed really strong declines with drought, so their growth really declined rapidly, whereby oaks were tended to be more drought resilient.
So if most of the trees in the state forest aren't growing as much because of drought, they aren't taking in as much carbon dioxide, and that can lead to more rapid climate change. The Department of Natural Resources does not take a position on climate change, but State Forester John Seifert says if the conditions are dry enough, it could actually help oak species.
You're going to see those oaks come through that canopy as those we call early successional and mesic tree species will succumb to the drought.
Brostek says that does not seem likely to happen, though, because historically additional factors besides the climate, including natural fires, helped kill off other trees and allowed oaks to establish dominance. Seifert says the DNR has been exploring multiple ways to improve oak regeneration, but so far, many of the man-made techniques are cost prohibitive. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.